Stolen base. You know what? A good throw from catcher Bryce Jacobson would have gotten Zuliga. The throw, though, sailed to the second baseman's side, and there was no chance to put a tag on there. Zuliger did not get a particularly good jump, and the delivery home was quick. Pazar could bunt here and put that runner on third base, and that's what he's being asked to do, and bunts it back to the screen. The fundamentals. I mean, there was a time, seems like forever ago, that when the coach called for a bunt, the bunt was almost an automatic thing. And getting the bunt down is a sometimes thing here. 2-2 pitch, and Pazar takes that high called third strike, and he is out. Yeah, that was a strikeout pitch in the last half inning. And Brady Pazar is struck out here. Here comes Cade Sievertson in an RBI spot. One out and a man on second. Sievertson grounded out and got himself an RBI his last time up. Pitch there is on the inside corner. Strike one. Evergreens are bidding to retake the lead here in the top of the fourth in a 5-5 game. Evergreens will be off this weekend, off on Monday, and play again on Tuesday. That's inside. That is scheduled to be the home opener. You know, I kind of wonder out loud if Simon Field is going to be ready for the home opener, and I'll tell you what I see there. After the 1-1 pitch to Sievertson, there's the high strike again, a ball and two strikes. Delton Zuliger is at second. A hit to the outfield probably brings him around and gives the Evergreens the lead. 1-2 pitch way inside, 2-2. You know, Simon Field, if we could get a sunny and kind of a windy day, would dry out and would be playable. I mean, it would be playable like tomorrow. But there is rain in our local forecast for Saturday and Sunday. Ball hit through the left side of the infield. Going to try and score the runner from second? No, they will hold Delton Zuliger at third base instead of trying to bring him around. And Cade Sievertson shoots one through the left side, and the Evergreens have runners on the corners. To the top of the order, Owen Latondras to bat, 0-2 today. Yeah, I mean, the question for our forecast and for whether we'll get Tuesday's game in really depends on how much rain Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is supposed to be a rainy day, but not sure how heavy. Sunday, pitch to Latondras is way outside, start him off with a ball. Sunday has a chance of thunderstorms, but you know how thunderstorms are. I mean, Sunday's going to be a warm day. We'll get near 60. And thunderstorms in our part of the state really can be hit and miss. We're hoping for miss. Runners going, pitches outside, throw down to second is high. Stolen base for Cade Sievertson, and the runner scores from third. The Evergreens execute the double steal and get a run in. Brandon Jellick scores from third base. 6-5, Evergreens retake the lead. Again, DeForest, because they don't play us very often, don't know the Evergreens' tendencies, but Coach Dave Langman loves the double steal. Fly ball on the infield behind second base. Second baseman Dylan Haas makes the catch, and there's the second out. Here comes Jackson Miles. Jackson, with the best contact of the season for him, his last time up. Line drive hit to the outfield. Got a man on second here, so do that again. He'll get himself an RBI. Pitches away for a ball. Behind him is Brady Sendelbach, the most reliable bat in the Everest batting order. So Garrett Essie, the pitcher here for DeForest, really wants to get Jackson Miles as the third out. Off-speed pitch, up high, 2-0. Jackson Miles is going to see one to drive here. Come set, coming home. Outside. Essie's just kind of reluctant to challenge with that fastball. Miles is ahead 3-0 in the count. Man on second, two down. Curve breaks into the strike zone, 3-1. Again, Jackson Miles is in the driver's seat, so if he didn't like 3-0, he can see if he likes 3-1 better. Now time is asked for and granted at home plate. Jackson Miles stepping out. Again, you'd love to see Sendelbach with a chance to bat. He doubled a long drive to the power alley the last time up. So Jackson Miles somehow has got to keep this inning going. Again, a hit brings in a run, but the Evergreens having retaken the lead already. 6-5. 3-1 pitch home is up high. Ball four. Yeah, the high strike has been in play, but that one was too high. That was up above the letters, and Brady Sendelbach will hit. His double brought in a run last time. Evergreens now leading 6-5, and Sendelbach with a chance to do some damage in this at-bat. Again, still no action in the DeForest bullpen. Sendelbach, first ball swinging to the shortstop, gets the force inside. No, it's high. It pulled him off the bag. A wild throw to second, and the inning continues. Trey Kirchberg's throw to Dylan Haas, the second baseman, was high, pulled him off the bag. That's a throwing error on what should have been the third out. So Sendelbach reaches. The inning continues, and with two outs, the bases are now loaded with Evergreens. And Hunter Gipp, who's 1-for-2, will get a chance to hit. Hunter singled in a run in the first inning. So now it's Hunter's job to see if DeForest will pay for that error or not. That error in itself did not score a run, but it gives Gipp a chance to bat. The first pitch to him is outside. See if Hunter has the green light here with the bases loaded. He is swinging and he flies the ball to shallow right field. The second baseman, Dylan Haas, goes out and makes the catch. The Evergreens are turned away and that two-out error does not hurt DeForest. The Evergreens have retaken the lead, though. A walked batter comes around to score on the double steal. Our new score as we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's now DC Everest 6 and DeForest 5. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
My name's Becky Dahlman, and this is my son, Connor. Connor had a pretty severe overbite. Dr. DeVorney's great. The experience that I like is that I'm actually able to go back with Connor for his procedures, and he explains everything every time he comes in. He has a lot of fun talking with Connor and catching up on, you know, whatever's going on with Connor.
Dr. DeVorney and all the staff are, like, super cool. They make me feel super comfortable.
I know that just seeing the difference in his mouth and his teeth, that is just such a comfort that it is getting better and he has more of a confidence level. And the staff are really kind of what make that.
They're the best orthodontics out there.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago and Merrill. Our initial consultations are free of charge. You can call DeVorney Orthodontics, make an appointment, 715-842-5688.
Fox Sports Radio.
DeForest High School. DeForest trailed by two runs back in the first inning. They took a 5-2 lead, and now they find themselves trailing again 6-5 as they bat in the bottom of the fourth. Evan Gartsky, who's pitched well, why not? Give the sophomore another inning of work. He is out there and throws a strike to Carson Patzner. He's facing 9-1-2 in the Norski's batting order. Carson could nickname his bat the glow stick. He hits with the big orange bat, slow roller to short. Owen Latondras charges in, throws to first. There's the first down. Gartsky's pitching performance has been impressive. Came in with only one out in the first inning and got the two batters he faced. A three-up, three-down second. Had to face only four batters in the third and gets the lead batter here in the fourth. So he's one over the minimum since coming in. Good pitching for lefty Evan Gartsky. Top of the batting order and the opposing pitcher, Garrett Essie, takes a strike. A walk and a pop out. 0-for-1 today. Again, it just looks like DeForest wants Essie to work and eat up the innings and outs. Again, they're playing again tomorrow and have a doubleheader scheduled on Saturday. Pitch there is down low from Gartsky. One ball and one strike. I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to DC Everest Baseball. It's our second game of the year. Evergreens opened up the season on Monday, a 7-1 win over Parker, and now lead 6-5. Pitches inside for good ball, two balls and a strike. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Go Evergreen! 2-1 pitch is a line drive over the head of second baseman Brady Pazar and into right field. Garrett Essie has hit safely. Only the second hit allowed by Evan Garski. And now Justin Hauser's job is to get that runner into scoring position. Back and forth game. 2-0 Evergreens, then 5-2 DeForest. And the Evergreens got within 5-3. Tied the game at 5-5 and have pushed a run across here in the fourth inning to take the lead again, 6-5. And there's a strike to Justin Hauser. This is a lefty versus lefty matchup. And you want Evan Garski, the sophomore pitcher, to know that he holds the advantage here. Left-handed batters usually struggle mightily against left-handed pitchers. Again, so everything breaks in the opposite direction. Throws over to first, runners back. One out and one on as we play the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, as we said, Evergreens will play again Tuesday, we hope, just outside, 1-1. Garski's looking for that outside corner to the left-handed batting Hauser. Just didn't get it. Not by much. So Evergreens and Wisconsin Rapids Tuesday, and then we are scheduled to go down to Rapids on Thursday. The first conference games of the year. Ground ball to second. Maybe a double play ball. Pazar to short and Latondras. The turn back to first is not in time. The Evergreens get the lead runner for the second out. And now with two outs, Mason Kirchberg will bat. Ball was just hit too slow out to the second baseman, Pazar. Not really a good chance to turn two for the Evergreens. Kirchberg today is 1-for-2, singled and scored back in that five-run first. But again, DeForest has not touched the plate since then. Curveball, outside corner, strike from Garski to Kirchberg. And the Evergreens now have no one throwing in the bullpen. Like, they're willing to let Evan Garski work as long as he's effective. And effective he's been since one out in the first inning to now with two outs here in the fourth. That's down low, a ball and a strike. Again, I kind of think that DeForest's approach at the plate's been wrong. I'd be trying to work the count a little bit more against Evan Garski. And, you know, maybe in this inning they are being a little more selective. One ball and one strike. Two outs and a man on first. The Evergreens are trying to make this one-run lead stand up. Coming home, ground ball to short. Owen Latondras, throw across the diamond. Got him! Owen took a step to his right and was sure-handed with the glove to bring the inning to a close. DeForest gets one hit and does not score. We'll go to the top of the fifth. D.C. Everest 6, DeForest 5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Evergreens will be batting with a 6-5 lead, and they will be facing a new pitcher for the DeForest Norskies, Garrett Essie is done. Dylan Haas is taking over. Dylan Haas had been the starting second baseman. Jared Stutkin comes in at first base. Trey Kirchberg, who had been the shortstop, moves to second. And there's a new shortstop as well. Tell you who that is in just a moment. That's Mason Kirchberg, who moves up from third base. The Evergreens send Nick Latondras to the plate, 2-for-2. Owen Latondras has been flashy in the field at shortstop. Nick is playing right field, and he's been flashy with the bat, hitting safely in both of his plate appearances. First pitch from Haas is up high, ball one. And because we like to emphasize the positive, we will not mention again that Nick was picked off at first base. We shall never speak of it beyond that. One ball and no strikes. Pitch there is the high strike. One ball and one strike to Nick Latondras. So Nick for the season is now up to 2-for-4. Pitch there is way up high, so Haas is behind in the count. Two balls, one strike. Baseball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Injured? Why wait till tomorrow? See an orthopedic specialist today at one of the walk-in care locations, Medford, Plover, and Wausau. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. or online at bonejoint.net. Pitch is inside and it bends Latondras back. He's ahead in the count, three balls and one strike. This is the first batter that Dylan Haas has faced. On in relief here in the fifth, and that is an outside corner strike. Haas has battled back to a full count. Give you the pitching line for the starter Garrett Essie in just a moment. Essie leaves on the short end of a 6-5 score. Pitch here, 3-2 pitch, well hit, right field, way back to the wall. It's over the center fielder's head in the right field, the right center field power alley. A double for Nick Latondras, who's 3-for-3 today. That was his best hit ball, sent that one for a ride. In fact, not only did that go over the center fielder's head, who was on a run to the right center power alley, that was up against the wall on the fly. Almost had home run distance on this big field at DeForest. Hit that one at home at Simon Field, and that's a four-bagger. Ty Treader, 0-for-2, looking to build on the Evergreens' one-run lead here. A leadoff double against Dylan Haas. The pitch is up high from Haas to Treader. Starter Garrett Essie works four innings. He allowed six runs, five of which were earned. He issued three walks. One of those walks came around to score and struck out one. Treader is looking to bunt this ball up the third base line. It is foul. So, I mean, the Evergreens are still willing to play small ball, move that runner from second to third. And the only thing that makes you wonder about that a little bit is Jelic and Pazar, the next two batters, who haven't really gotten their bats going just yet. 1-1 pitch to Ty Treader. Maybe putting that bunt down on his own. Outside corner, strike two. So Treader is down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Dylan Haas, the relief pitcher, is a right-hander. Treader bats from the left side. Pitcher comes set. Big lead at second base for Nick Latondras. No one behind him. And that's a high pitch. Would have been a ball. Popped up foul territory. That may fall into fair territory. Diving and making the catch is the left fielder Cole Yoakum. That was a diving catch on a ball that was going to blow back into fair territory. It's a big play in the outfield. Beg your pardon, while Cole Yoakum was the starting left fielder, if the local fans are saying great catch Mason, that's Mason who made that catch there, right? Yes, it is. Mason Kirchberg. Yeah, that's what that was. That was the shortstop that came over to the outfield to make that. All right, credit where credit is due. That's the shortstop who covered a tremendous amount of ground to make that diving catch. And Ty Treader is the first out. And that pitch inside hits Brandon Jelic. Jelic is going down to first base. One out, men on first and second. Delton Zuliger will come out to pinch run. We thank the fans for a broadcast assist. Teamwork makes the dream work for all of our Fox Sports broadcasts. The DeForest fans have been great hosts, chatting with some of the coaching staff beforehand. Parents and Booster Club who run the concession stand, too. We've got a lot of DeForest fans just behind us. Nice baseball program here. The Evergreens send up a pinch hitter here. Nolan Hoppe will hit in Brady Pazar's spot. Hoppe made one plate appearance in the Evergreens opener. And he's 0-1 for the season. Brady Pazar with a nice play in the field at second base. 0-1 today with a sacrifice. Evergreens here looking to build on the one-run lead. Hoppe to hit with runners on first and second, one out. Takes a strike at the knees. That's a nice pitch from Dylan Haas. Haas had a little bit of a tail on that and had it right down at the bottom part of the zone. That's where he wants to be. In the top of the fifth, the Evergreens have retaken the lead here. Ground ball to the right side. First baseman well off the bag. Thought about going to second base. No one's covering back at first. Everyone's safe. First baseman at first wanted to get the force at second. Thought that play was going to be too close. The play was properly at first, but the pitcher was slow in covering. Hoppe will reach on a fielder's choice. That loads the bases with Evergreens. Can't score that a hit. It's a fielder's choice that does not record an out. Cade Sievertson, who has started the season 5-for-6 over the first two games, bats with the bases loaded. Here is a turning point in this ball game, and the first pitch is a ball away, one ball, no strikes. Cade Sievertson can blast this open with one blast from his bat. Again, he's the number 9 hitter, so DeForest may not know this is the hottest bat in the Everest lineup right now, and he's hitting number 9, so you ignore that. The pitch is high and away, two balls, no strikes. Do you give Sievertson the green light here, or do you make him take? Bases are full. There's one out. He is swinging, and it's a fly ball to the outfield. This will get a run in. The right fielder makes the catch, Cal Olson. Runner tags from third, safe. There'll be a play at third base, not in time. And it's a sacrifice fly for Cade Sievertson. Another run batted in, and the Evergreens build their lead, 7-5. So the leadoff double from Nick Latondras moves over on the fielder's choice and scores on a sacrifice to the outfield. 7-5 Evergreens. You know what? Nolan Hoppe, the runner at first base, has got to move up to second, and he doesn't. That's a base running mistake there for the Evergreens. When the throw goes all the way to third, that runner at first base has got to take the extra 90 feet. No matter. There are now two outs. The Evergreens have another run in, and runners at first and third for Owen Latondras, who is 0-2. Again, between them, the two Latondrases have had a great game. Nick Latondras, 3-for-3 at the plate. Owen Latondras has some nice plays in the field at shortstop, but he's 0-for-3 hitting. And the Norskies are getting a pitching change or a trip to the mound here. This is just a trip to the mound. I think Dylan Haas is going to continue to pitch. I think. Yep, the conference breaks up. And Haas will try and get the third out here. And Owen Latondras is 0-2. He's 0-3. Baseball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Haas has been behind most of the batters that he's faced in this inning, and the first pitch to Latondras is up high. I mean, if Latondras walks or reaches, Jackson Miles gets a chance to hit. Miles hasn't been retired yet today. There's a high strike, one ball and one strike. I mean, it's a turning point in the game here as well. 7-5 seems manageable. The Evergreens, if they get another run or in, they build their lead to 3 or 4 runs. They'd be putting a little distance between themselves and the North. This is a well-hit ball, a charge to left center field. It is up and out of here! Owen Latondras goes yard, a 3-run homer to left. That sounds like a big blast right off the bat. And the Evergreens are all out of the dugout to celebrate the long ball from Owen Latondras. The new score is 10-5. A blast that really does blow things open. I mean, look, the Norskis still have 9 outs to work with in this game. They're the home team, so they'll bat in the 5th, 6th, and 7th. But boy, that just feels like a decisive moment. I mean, you don't discount the possibility of a comeback in high school baseball. Never. But the Evergreens have gotten good relief pitching, and now they're up by 5 after a 3-run homer. Here's Jackson Miles, who takes strike 1. And again, that home run comes after a conference at the pitcher's mound. You kind of wonder if the Norskis coaching staff thought about a pitching change that they didn't make. This is a fly ball on the infield. Trey Kirchberg has dropped the ball. So, I mean, that's the Norskis shortstop who made a great diving catch earlier in the inning. And as that one popped up, and it just goes off the heel of his glove. And the inning continues. Should have been the third out. Instead, that's a third error, and Brady Sendelbach will hit. Sendelbach on an RBI double, a line drive to right center field. 10-5 Evergreens. 4 runs in on a 3-run blast by Owen Latondras. And a sacrifice from Cade Sievertson. Pitch to Sendelbach is down low. So I mean, this puts Dylan Haas in kind of a tough spot. The inning should be over. And instead, I mean, you're asking your pitcher here to essentially get a fourth out. That pitch is high and in, 2 balls and no strikes. Again, Owen Latondras, who is 0-for-3, parks one over the left field fence, a 3-run homer. That's how you get yourself healthy. 2-0 pitch, up high, 3 balls and no strikes. Owen Latondras, our home run hero, for the season is now 3-for-6. Had a couple of hits on opening day. 3-0 pitch, here's a ground ball up the third base side and foul. 3 balls and 1 strike. Today's baseball broadcast on Fox Sports is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders, lending local money, keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, mortgage and construction loans. We finance fun. Sendelbach is the 8th batter to come up to the plate here in this inning. And it's a line drive, well hit. That's into the alley in left center field, up to the wall. Let's see if Jackson Miles comes all the way around to score. He will. So Jackson Miles, who's on because of an inning-continuing error, comes around to score on a Brady Sendelbach double to the power alley. Yeah, I mean, at most levels of baseball, you start giving teams extra outs and runs start coming around. That's exactly what happened there. That's an unearned run that comes in. It's now 11-5 Evergreen. This is Hunter Gipp's scheduled spot, and Gipp is going to take his turn at bat. Fouls away the first pitch. We had a baseball broadcast yesterday on Fox Sports, our first Wausau East game of the year. Happy to report that East came up opening day winners against Adams Friendship, 9-8. They had a white knuckle seventh inning, though. Adams Friendship almost came back. East committed 3 errors in the seventh before finally getting the final out. Pitch to Gipp is outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. This is an RBI spot for Hunter. He's got a runner at second base. There are 2 outs. The Evergreens have 5 runs in and have pushed their lead up to 11-5 now. 1-1 pitch from Haas outside, 2 balls and a strike. There is action in the DeForest bullpen. And if Gipp reaches, the Evergreens will bat around in this fifth inning. 1-2, fouled back and into the crowd. Two balls and two strikes. Really hoping that we are back at Simon Field for the home opener. Before the game, for certain, we will honor Everest coach Mark Simon, who passed away back in March. Didn't quite see another opening day. Coach Mark Simon, 73, I believe. Two-time cancer survivor. The inning continues on a line drive to center field. Evergreens will bring that runner around from second to third and in. The Evergreens are now up 12-5. Hunter Gipp, line drive, RBI single. Scores Brady Sendelbach. That is also an unearned run, as the inning should have been over on a dropped what would have been third out. Nick LaTondra started this inning off with a double. Takes outside. As the Evergreens have batted around here in the fifth. Evergreens, when they're out on the field, are wearing a commemorative patch on the back of their hats. An MS inside a baseball for Coach Mark Simon. Pitch there is inside. Two balls and no strikes. I would imagine before the home opener again, if we play on Tuesday, and I'm optimistic that we will, against Wisconsin Rapids. Moment of silence before the national anthem to honor Mark Simon. Pitches at the knees for a strike. I believe we're at two balls and one strike now. Nope. Beg your pardon. 3-0. Thank you, Blue. 3-0 pitch here is on the outside corner, 3-1. We're calling today's game from right behind home plate. It is the best seat in the house here, and it's a beautiful day to be outdoors. There is no formal press box. There's a small shed for the scoreboard operator and for the official scorer. Strike there fills up the count 3-2, so Dylan Haas now is one pitch away from putting out this Everest uprising here in the fifth inning. So the Evergreens have touched him for six runs. 3-2 pitch. Runners going. Fouled back, and we'll do it again. Nick LaTondras has hit safely in all three of his at-bats. Single, single, double. Yeah, this has been a really nice day to be out of doors. Again, we call these games from right behind home plate. It's a really nice seat. And there's call strike three. LaTondras goes down on a generous call on the outside corner. The Evergreens build a commanding 12-5 lead. Everest gets six runs in with the benefit of just five hits. A walk, a hit batsman, and an error all contributed to the Evergreens' uprising. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth with the Evergreens leading by seven on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.